Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. A few weeks ago or more, one brother asked me to really give him some explanation about the verse 23, Al-Ahzab, about among the believer is men, they hold tight the covenant. And they were truthfulness with their covenant. And he keep pushing, what is the covenant? In meantime, yesterday I received two messages and today one message. The two messages I received yesterday, only from two, asking me how I can have my legacy and what I can sacrifice. And what happens if I do not have nothing to sacrifice? And today I receive another message of the meaning of, can you talk to us about how to have a legacy? And the topic is very simple, but very difficult, extremely difficult. For 40 years in my life, if you ask me, how many people held their covenant? Maybe two. Two or three, I met them in my life. In the last 40 years, they kept their covenant with Allah, with the message. Only two, three. Even maybe two and a half, maybe two. Because some of them change it. And when you read chapter Al-Ahzab 23, you have to live the covenant until you meet Allah. You cannot have it today, tomorrow not. Why? When I was young, again my first teacher, he said, be careful. If you swing by any mean in your heart or your thought from the covenant and what Allah desire and be pleased with, what it meaning? You have something higher than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala planned to give you. Imagine, you have in your heart different priority, different pleasure, different belief, higher than what Allah planned to give you. This is why your talk, your thought, your money, your effort, not for sabilillah. Now let's talk about legacy. Who is the one who have the ultimate legacy in earth? Messenger and prophets. Nobody above them. Because you have Allah Jalla Jalalu, you have angels, and even angels, when you study, who make Jibreel alayhi salam is the highest? It's not his size. It's Rafil alayhi salam, wallahu a'lam. He's much bigger. This is why when Jibreel alayhi salam saw Israfil, Laylatul Qadr. He said, wow. Not wow. Like he said, subhanallah, about the size of Israfil alayhi salam. But what make you Jibreel alayhi salam unique? When you study, Amin al-Sama'. Allah give him a title, Amin al-Sama'. The guardian of the sky. But this is not because he's guarding the sky. Because the one, he's the one Allah use him and elevate him to be the messenger of his messenger. Meaning Jibreel alayhi salam, he's the one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted him as a messenger to his own messenger and prophet on earth. Meaning he is the messenger of the message. By this way, what make him higher than all the angels? Is not the size, is not anything. You have angel muqarrabin, you have angel very close to Allah. You see, you have hamalat al-arsh, the carrier of the throne, and read about how big they are. Okay, but what makes Jibreel alayhi salam unique? Because he carries a message. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trusted him with the message. Allah elevated him with the message. Similar, messenger and prophets, they came, was what? not to feed the people, not to open a charitable organization, no. To guide the people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By this way, what is the ultimate legacy in earth? To carry the message, to elevate the message. This is the main one. To spread the rahmah of Allah, to let the people know about Allah. And we have the hadith between Musa alayhi salam and Allah. When Musa alayhi salam, he said, Ya Allah, you know, you give me all this gift. I want to love you. And love whom who love you. And make other love you. Or actually Allah tell him, Ya Musa, love me. And love those who love me. And make other love me. Musa alayhi salam reply, Ya Allah, I know the first, I know the second. What it means the third? He said, remind people with me and my ni'mah and my ala', they will love me. By this way, again, what is the ultimate legacy you can have? To Allah choose you to elevate the name of Allah. To Allah choose you to remind the people of the ni'mah and gift and bounty of Allah. To Allah use you to lead people from Jahannam to Jannah. To Allah use you to be the road to guidance. This why when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said of the meaning of if Allah use you to guide one person, is better for you than the whole earth and what it contain. Now you heard it. A lot of people know it. How much you thinking about it? By this way, if you claim you want a legacy, this legacy, think about it as a goal, something you want to achieve. Can you forget it? Can you delay it? Can you deny it any support? Or you do the utmost to achieve your legacy? This utmost to achieve your legacy is called truthfulness. By the way, the brother who asked about truthfulness of the covenant, if you watch the series about Umar Khattab radiallahu anhu, okay, episode or read it, all the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was living to elevate the message and waiting to go to Jannah. That's it. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala summarized it, minhum man qada nahba. Among them, they die for Sabilillah, and among them, or after that, another group waiting, وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا, and they never change. Today, my brother and sister in Islam, let's be real. This message for anyone who has any reality in his heart and thought. If your legacy, you want it to be high, and you want to be elevated in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dunya and akhirah, what you do, you follow the Prophet and Messenger footsteps. And what it mean? You try to carry the message, support the message by any mean. Yesterday, one sister tell me, she sent me almost like a very emotion message. And in it, she tell me, I don't know what to sacrifice. I have nothing to sacrifice. What to do? Look at the companion of Rasulullah, what they did. You see, when you see somebody try to be good, and you know for a fact he try to be good, he or she, you make dua for them. You ask Allah, make me a partner with them. Even you can be a hidden partner. Open your road, said, oh Allah, accept me as a partner. With everyone try to be good and elevate your name, Ya Allah. And now, day and night, your ibadah will be mixed was making dua to them. Now, the people who taught me, if you look at Messenger Prophet life, they don't think about wife, do not think about husband, they don't think about kids, they don't think about money, they don't think about anything. Message, elevation of the deen of Allah. Spread the rahmah. This what eating them day and night. This what they're living for. Today, my brother and sister in Islam, if you know me, and I said it before, the majority of people, even today, they do good deed, they emotion freak. They have no principle. They do not really mean to have a legacy. Why? this bend the way they like, in the times they like, in the cause they like. No principle, no set of thoughts, no any goal and purpose. And when you look at even their own private life, we are so busy with whom? With everybody else in this life except Allah. One of the person I was really honored by accompanying him. Every time he meet people, he make them a Muslim. I said, how you do that? He said, from the time I look to a person and I feel it, I will not forget the person. Day and night make dua for them. Day and night. He said, I put them as a target in my heart. He said, you know when you shoot and you have the target, this is da'wah. You have to put. Look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his uncle, with even Abu Lahab, la'natullahi alayhi. You remember the famous story? According to the report, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited Abu Lahab almost 120 times. Even Allah said he will never be guided. And he's still going. You remember the night when it was rainy, very heavy thunder, and nobody in Medina at all, in Mecca at all walking, and Abu Lahab finds somebody knocking the door. He said, this person either crazy, or Sahih is really in a desperate need. He opened the door, he found Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, you, what make you come at this moment? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started giving him da'wah. He closed the door, and he smashed it in his face. But a scholar, especially the people who really understand da'wah, they took this incident and they show you how desperate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was making an effort. Desperate to make an effort. Today, I see people. It's not in their thought. It's not in their mind. It's not in their heart. Day and night, everything is busy about it except Allah. Except the call of Allah. Except the da'wah. You remember the verse in Quran, وَأَنَّ لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانَ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. I see it. Allah will give you according to what you're aiming for. But this way, the one, she asked, and only two people asked yesterday about that. Only two. How I can build my legacy. Again, I'm going to give it step by step. Follow the footsteps of Messenger and Prophet. You don't have to be a speaker. You do not have to have a book. You're writing a book. But have your heart focus about only one thing. How to elevate the deen of Allah. How to spread the deen of Allah. How to spread the rahmah of Allah. How to spread the message. And you keep making dua. If you can, you can. If you cannot, and you have nothing else, again, is dua. After that, support whatever you can. The cause. And this is what the companion did. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was not a speaker. He was not really an inviter. He did what he can with his money. You see, Umar Khattab radiallahu anhu was not a speaker, but with his wisdom and his strength to support the message. By this way, but everyone have only one thing in common, all of them, they living to elevate the message. Today, feeding the hunger is very important. To care about the widow and needy, yes, important, but it's not the message. This is not the message. This is a very tiny part of our good deed. But the mother of all good deed is da'wah to Allah. And today, if you ask me, only few people Allah chose them for that, understand that. And da'wah to Allah is not fiqh, is not salah, is da'wah to Allah. This is why 2/3 of the Quran is da'wah to Allah. No regulation. By this way, you invite people to Allah. Remind people about Allah. Remind people about His bounty. And you have to have this in your heart. What is that? If Allah use you to guide one person is better for you and what the whole earth contain. More than that. If you believe in that, you tell me what else you busy about it. What else you thinking about it? What else you desire? What else you spending your money at or for? This is, excuse me, I will tell you again what one of my scholar tell me when I was young. He said, either Allah choose you or no. Why Allah will choose you? When you are sincere and you want it. You have to want it. desire it, and do whatever it takes in this cause, whatever it takes, and beg Allah day and night to accept you. Until what? Until you die. This not an emotion freak. You like it to do today, tomorrow you change your mind. No. Dawah to Allah is very high. Because one of the people who taught me, if you change, meaning you said to Allah, I'm not interested about you, I find something higher. Okay? You deny Allah the message, and you find something according to you higher than dawah, go ahead. Go ahead. I hope this message reaches you, and you ask Allah, because again, muqarrabin, the chosen one, the nearest one to Allah, will be a few in the end of time. For me, just me now, not you, I decided long time ago, I won't be among those. I decided long time ago, I won't be the one to elevate the name of Allah. I decided for myself to put the message of Allah higher than anything in my life. And I beg Allah to make me live it until I meet him. And I said, Allah, I did everything possible in my ability, in my possession. And I sacrifice whatever I can of my prime time, my money, you name it. And what happened is, you have to give everything. Not a portion, everything. Alhamdulillah, over 40 years, I mean 3 people did that. Maybe now 2.5. That's it. Over 40 years. May Allah accept you. May Allah accept me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us living the legacy. Living as a piece of meat, dying as a piece of meat is easy. It doesn't matter how much poverty or how much money or wealth and property and business and this and that. Once you die, give me the body. Put the body in the grave. Finished, you have no name. But once you die and you belong to Allah, your name will be elevated in A'la Aliyin, in the highest level with Angel Muqarrabin. And the angel will call your name. It's up to you. It's up to you to choose who you want to be. Nothing I can do for you. Nothing. Really. Nobody can do anything for you. You have to choose it. You have to value it. You have to hold tight to it. And you have to do everything possible for it until you die. Not emotion free the time you like and you don't have time you like. No. Because once you change meaning, you find something higher. Or something lower, whatever you want. I hope I answered the question of the two, only two, maybe three. The total from last night until now, only 3 people asked me this question. And may Allah accept all of them. I will not mention their name. But may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of you to be among those, insha'Allah. And by the way, those who work for sabilillah to support the message by any means, by setting website, by working behind the curtain, but day and night working for the message, they are a partner. They are a partner to elevate the message. Okay? By this way, again, but beg Allah to make you live it until you die. May Allah accept all of us, because the message of Allah above any one of us. My dear brother and sister in Islam, for those who said, I want the legacy. What Allah expected from me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expected from me my love, my devotion, my time, my money, my thought, my ability, you name it, to be for Allah. No son, no daughter, no honey, no money, no status above the message. This is a tough one. The tough one, according to me, is dunya. Because you cannot have both. You will never able to do it. You will never able to do it. Never. Your da'wah will never be strong. Because deep inside your heart is divided. Has all kind of pieces. Do whatever you can, but you will see. Once da'wah is above anything, you will see what Allah will put in your heart. And you will have certain strength and nur and qabul. Because you show Allah is His message above anything. This is not a talk. This is not a session. You have to show Allah that. And each one of us is a relationship between us and Allah. Nobody can fake it. Nobody. May Allah accept all of you, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.